This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Already, as we listen to God's word, already, there is such peace. We come to part two of the peace of the Father, and we turn in scripture to John, the 16th chapter, and we're going to look at verse 33. Jesus is talking. He's talking to his disciples. He's already said to them that before, when he talked to them, he was talking figuratively, he says. But now he's talking plainly. In verse 31, Jesus says, "Do you finally believe? But the time is coming, indeed it is here now, when you will be scattered, each one going about his own way, leaving me alone. Yet I'm not alone, because the Father is with me." Then Jesus says this, "I have told you all this, so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world." That's how much he loves us. Jesus has told us these things so that we might have peace. You see, Jesus' teaching gives us peace. And here comes another point immediately. And I know during these Hour One Nuggets and daily devotionals, I harp on about this, about reading scripture, about looking what God's word says, about taking it in so it finds a place in your heart. Why do I keep on and on and on about it? It's because it's the way that our Father communicates with us. And today he communicates with you this way, by saying, through his Son Jesus, "I've told you all of this so that you may have peace in me." He recognizes that here on earth, we will have many trials and sorrows. But he says, "Take heed, for I have overcome the world." We look at the lives that we lead now. We look at what is going on in the world. Just for example, the terrorist attacks that happen. And they seem to be increasing in ferocity. We think of those that died in Manchester during that terrorist attack, that awful terrorist attack. And when you think about that, you say to yourself, how can I have peace in that? You can't have peace in that. But what you can have is peace inside you, and that peace comes from Almighty God. As you grieve over what has happened during these terrorist attacks, you can still have the peace that passes all understanding, because Jesus says, I have told you all of this, so that you may have peace in me. He goes on to say that we're going to suffer many trials and many sorrows because we live here on earth. But I love the way he says, here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows. When we get to glory, there are no more trials and sorrows. There is only perfect peace and perfect worship. Because he assures us of that. He's talking to his disciples at this period, and finally, the penny is dropping with the disciples. Now we understand, they say. Now we get it. In verse 30, one of them says, now we understand that you know everything, and there's no need to question you. From this, we believe that you came from God. From this, we believe that you came from God. From this, beloved, as we read Scripture, you and I, we believe that Jesus has come from God. And he's making this promise. He's making this awesome promise. The Bible says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The Bible says also, my peace I leave with you. We know that peace comes from the Father through Jesus Christ. And all we have to do is accept it. You see, the Bible isn't lying. It's the inspired word of God. It's telling the truth. And God himself is telling you today that you can just receive his peace. Oftentimes, we're going through trials and sorrows. We don't want to receive his peace. We're angry. We don't want to receive his peace. Because if we are angry and we receive his peace, the anger dissipates. And sometimes we just want to be angry. But Jesus is advocating that we receive this peace. I have told you all of this so that you may have peace in me. What do you think? What do you feel? Are you wanting to sense his peace? Are you wanting to feel that peace that passes all understanding, because wrapped right up in the peace that God sends us is his love? Right there, right at the central point, God's love is there. Because he's with his peace. He's sending his peace into your heart and into your mind. Did you get that? It's not just in your heart. It's not just in your mind. But God's peace and his love and his joy passes from your head to your heart and back to your head. His peace comes to both. It penetrates your very being. It goes into your soul. So that whatever the circumstance, whatever the trial, whatever the sorrow, whatever the pain, God's peace is right there. And it will never go. The point is, because God's peace is right there, and his love is right there, are you going to tap into it? It's like having a nice cold drink on a hot sunny afternoon. It's got lovely ice cubes in it. and it's your perfect beverage. It's what you really love. And you sit there in the heat and you look at the drink, but you don't drink it. You prefer to roast. But this is what God advocates. Pick up that drink and drink and drink of those pure waters that come from my heart. Drink of my peace. Drink of my love. Drink of my joy. In the mighty and wonderful name of our Lord Jesus. Amen and amen.